Your essence is here and now and happening and really, really present, but you don't know what it is. So if we know what it is, if we come to know what it is, then the non-knowing disappears, and here we are, satisfied. The urgency, the curiosity to look for change, satisfied, complete, contented, secure, finished. The summit of what's knowable I'm talking about. Not finished of what's possible in the unknown, but the summit of what's knowable in this human experience. So now, it looks more doable. It's not so elaborate or mysterious anymore. We are seeking to know the Swarupa of ourselves. Vedanta describes exactly how you do that. In three words. Sravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana. And it means to know this Swarupa, you must receive the teachings, hear them, read about them, know what they are, have them passing through your senses and into your mind. You have to know about these teachings. That's the Sravanam. Then the Mananam means ponder, reflect. You have to consider what it is that you've heard a lot. Think about it, examine it, ask questions about it, debate it in your own mind, be curious, ponder into its mysteries. Try and come to a clearer and clearer understanding of what it is that's being pointed at. And then Nididhyasana means to meditate on that which you have understood. In other words, bringing it into reality rather than it being an idea in the mind, sensing it, discovering it in the real world, seeing it as you walk about the place, feeling it to be true, realizing it. So those three words are very, very special. Really solid, grounded, architectural scaffolding for sadhana. Hear it, reflect upon it and think about it, discover it in life.